The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we don't talk a lot about politics, national politics, and the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., unless they affect us as far as any laws or anything that's any legislation that passes or is in progress that affects us as hunters and anglers. So we are we're here to talk about whatever you want to talk about. You're going to be driving the bus here this morning, so to speak. And, you know, it's an interesting day out there, weather phenomenon all over the place. We've got this, as I'm sure you've seen and heard and smelled and breathed, this smoke in the air from the wildfires in Canada, about 800 wildfires going on in Canada. And just as it has done in years past, the weather systems allow it to infiltrate the U.S. I mean, the smoke doesn't know where the border is and why to stop there. So we have it. Air quality yesterday was probably as bad as it's been in a long, 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 long time here in the United States. Air quality with the there's a ranking system from 1 to like 750. And we were in the very dangerous here on the shore in Delaware, very dangerous readings. Anything, you know, 100's dangerous. And here in Easton, we were at 200, and Delaware in places was in 300 yesterday. So it was very dangerous to be outside. It affected your breathing, it affected your nose, it affected a lot of things. So, you know, now, hopefully where you are, you've got some rain and cleaned the air a little bit. I just looked this morning. There's a website where you can track all this. It's called AirNow, AirNow.gov. It's a government website that will find your location on your phone, and it will give you the air quality where you are. So, or anywhere you want to look on the map, just put the zip code or the town in, and it will tell you what the air quality is. So it's a very useful tool that you may or may not know we've had. So there's that. Yesterday, we'll talk about this maybe a little bit. I think we had some landmark legislation out of New Jersey. A major appeals court declares the New Jersey AR-15 ban unconstitutional in a landmark Second Amendment ruling. And federal appeals court on Friday struck down New Jersey's ban on semi-automatic rifles and magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, which prompted the National Rifle Association to call the decision a historic victory in a case the gun rights organization has litigated since 2018. In a sweeping en banc ruling, the Philadelphia-based, believe it or not, Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals held that New Jersey's assault, firearm, and large-capacity magazine restrictions violate the Second Amendment. The court expanded the lower court's ruling by declaring the state's so-called assault firearm ban unconstitutional as it applied to the full class of semi-automatic rifles, not just the AR-15, and also struck down New Jersey's ban on semi-automatic rifles and its restrictions on magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. So there's that. Our firearms laws are moving in the right direction as far as the Second Amendment and our freedom is concerned. So there's that. Then I ran across an article about, if I can find it here, about, got to find it, crab meat. The the world's importer, or the biggest importer in the world of, excuse me, there it is, crab meat. This is from Seafood Source. I got to find it here. Looks like I got to copy it and paste it. Basically said, here's what we're going to do to help everybody. We're going to pack all the crab meat that we get out of a crab, the entire yield, into one can and sell it like that. There's no lump. There's no jumbo lump. There's no claw. There's no. It's all in there together. And that'll cut the cost down. And okay. So I wanted to drop that on some Marylanders to see what they thought about all that. So let's see here. Come on, paste it up there. There it is. Do 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 do. Well, I'll get to that story later, but the gist of it is the imported crab meat, which is blue swimming crab and red swimming crab from around the world, they'll pick a crab and they won't, you know, they won't separate it. They'll just put it all right in the can and seal it, and off it goes. I'm sure it saves a lot on labor costs as far as the separation of the lump and the jumbo lump and the, you know, the claw meat and all that. It's all right in the can. What do you think about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we are giving away a package of fishing tackle lures the last Saturday of the month from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, a nice bass fishing package. If you're not already in the drawing, just call us and give our producer and call screener, Mr. Aaron. He's on the background there. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning? Good. I got to turn. Say that again, please.
Good morning. I can't complain one bit.
Now I got you. Okay, good. I can hear you. I'm glad you can't complain. We all can complain, but no need to usually. You just put your head down and keep on going, right?
Absolutely.
I got it. So you say we have Glenn on the line?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm all right, buddy. Where have you been?
I'm in here.
Just sleep it in on Saturday morning.
Good.
I got you. Well, it's glad to hear you're good.
Last time, I guess.
Yep. How good to hear your voice. Is it raining in Chestertown right now?
I don't know. I haven't really stuck my head out yet. I don't hear it. It's not hard enough for me to hear in here. So.
Yeah, it rained pretty hard this morning at 4:30 or so. I was I was getting ready to do the thing, and I could hear it on the roof pretty hard. So hopefully it's going to clean the air off a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not going to rain again till this evening. It looks like 5 o'clock it's got the forecast for. It'll clear up here shortly and be partly cloudy all day, but I think we'll be all right. So, yeah. Well, you've been doing all right then, huh?
Yes, so far.
Well, good. Good, man. Glad to hear it.
Still standing up and looking down to the ground. So.
I got you. Well, good for you. Good for you. And we got two Johns checking in on text. You hear that beeping in the background? My buddy John up in New England and my buddy John in Ellicott City. Both listening. So it's always nice to hear when they check in. And, you know, anybody that texts me during the show is great. They don't always go on the air, but, you know, we know you're out there listening, and we know there are at least a dozen of you out there listening to me. So that helps when we know you're out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, good. So got anything planned for the summer, Glenn? Got any place you're going these days?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, anything is yet.
Not
my daughter's got something
lined up. Yeah, well, get your daughter on the ball. Get you out there and out and about a little bit. So.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn. Well, look, you have a great day.
You too.
And, you know, don't go outside if you don't have to. Don't breathe that air, but maybe that rain will help clean it out for you.
Okay, well, I've been out. I mean, I was, like yesterday, I mean, I could see the smoke off of it. Couldn't really smell it. You?
Yeah, you didn't smell it? Did you see it look like, looked a little foggy out there? A little overcast?
Yeah, but it was more up in the air. Up, you know.
Yeah. I got gotcha. You.
Look up and see it more often.
What day did I go across the bridge? Thursday, I think. It was bad. That's when it started, Thursday, I believe, and went across the Bay Bridge and looked like it was fog from one side to the other, and it was nothing but smoke, you know, and you could smell it pretty good. So, yeah. Anyway, hopefully that rain will take care of it. Maybe the wind will change and push it out. Maybe it'll put out some of the fires.
Yeah.
That'd be good. So, all right, buddy. We'll talk to you next time, Glenn.
Yeah, right.
Okay, man. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. That's what you do. You simply call in. You put your name, first and last name, on the list. You give us a good, accurate phone number. And at the end of the month, Tackle Box Tim will come on. We'll fire up the random number generator. Everybody's name gets a number adjacent to it. And we put the total number of entries in. Spin the dial, so to speak, electronically. Whatever random number comes up between one and whatever, that's who wins. And we get a hold of you, or you get a hold of us, and we get your address, and Tim will send you the information. We'll send Tim the information. He'll send you the fishing lures. How about that? So two things to talk about. Imported crab meat, which in my estimation is really not that good, if you can tell. Now we've got an indiscriminate batch of crab meat, and it's certainly not Maryland crab. It comes from all over the world, Southeast Asia and elsewhere. Comes in a can. And it's cheap, and it will be used by, you know, restaurants and others who sell a lot of crab cakes and crab soup and things like that. Don't know. I'm sure it's safe to eat without any doubt. Is it the idea of imported crab meat? Is it the idea of, you know, it ain't Maryland? What would prevent you from buying imported crab meat? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear your answer to that question. Have you ever purchased imported crab meat? Have you ever bought a can of crab meat and said, this will do because it's cheaper? I mean, let's face it, crab meat is expensive. Jumbo lump is $50, $60 a pound. That's pretty expensive. Lump is... You can get it from $25 to $40 a pound. Of course, the most inexpensive is the claw. And so we'll go from there. Boy, I'll tell you, the phone is lit up. The phone is lit up. No, John, you did not win the lottery. I'm sorry, nobody did. I didn't. I was, you know, one number off as usual. So, yeah, pasteurized crab meat. Sounds okay. Hey, how about that? Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your thunderstorm. The other John is in Wakefield, Massachusetts at the moment. Good to hear. So, all right. So, good. Good, good, good. So the discussion starts with crab meat on text. So let's hear somebody online on the phone. 410-WCBM-680. Would you buy imported crab meat? And pasteurized crab meat is an interesting thing too. You know, it's like pasteurized milk. It's treated and, you know, high heat. I guess I'm not sure how they pasteurize crab meat. I know they froze crab meat is frozen in nitrogen and you know, taken care of that way. But there's other means to preserve crab meat to make the shelf life longer. So there's that. Had a crab cake the other day. It was okay. Not great. I had a crab grilled cheese sandwich yesterday for lunch, local restaurant. That wasn't bad. It was pretty good, actually. I wasn't crazy about the seasoning in the crab. But the grilled crab, you know, grilled cheese, it was, I think it was white American cheese spread with a fairly good portion of crab meat and then grilled, you know, in butter on the griddle. It was pretty good. Pretty good. So crab soup was good. So that was lunch yesterday. But, oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Let's see. Oh, good plan. Thank you, Aaron. You can always say that in my ear. So, hey, listen, Fur Trappers Convention and Sportsman Expo coming up July 31st, that's a Friday, and then August 1st, Saturday at the Washington County Agriculture Center at the 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. No charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators. You can set a trap line or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all at the expo. The grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms and archery and fishing and trapping supplies on Friday, and they'll be there Saturday, of course, too. But features on day one include a kid's corner, expert trapping demos. You can ride along to set up a live trap line. And then at 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org, MarylandFurTrappers.org, if you'd like to go to the crab feast. Then on Saturday, if you get there early, you can ride along on the wagon behind the tractor and check the trap line that you set yesterday on Friday. Predator calling demonstration, duck, goose, turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, and bucks, bears, stags. Measures will score Maryland trophies from 10 to 3. Chuck Wilcox will be there. And Chuck will also be, for those of you listening in Western Maryland, available this coming Saturday. Hey, so we'll see you Friday, July 31st and August 1st, and I'll be there on August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. Now look, we're going to talk about heat. As hot as it is, it's time to plan for the colder times. I'm asking if you have an old fireplace in your house that you never use, will you have the groundwork there for a beautiful fireplace insert? Yep, had one here too. Just a hole in the wall. All it did was suck the heat out of the room. So got that fixed when I visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. At that time, we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. A lot of it because of the way it looked. It had that classic kind of antique-y, rustic look to it. We liked the look of it. And had a nice-sized firebox, so we knew it would heat the room that we were putting it in, at least. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and since then it provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and the convenience and the beauty and the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert, can't compare. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries a company called Enviro and Regency and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. If you need primary heat source or alternative heat source, maybe you want to heat your garage or outbuilding, wood stove's the way to go. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Why am I talking about all this hot stuff now and it's 9,800 degrees? Well, you got a plan. It's going to get cold. Remember February? I remember February. I remember February 1st. I remember that. Yeah. So, and you should too. Hearth America at Backyard Village in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom so you'll be ready in a few months for that coming chilly weather. BackyardVillage.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, exit Graysonville, coming from the bridge, or you can go right up Route 18 there and through the town of Graysonville and make your turn on Evans Avenue and another turn on Drummer Drive. That's where Backyard Billy's is. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood. is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That was the good line right there. Yeah, your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire. Sanford Townsend Band. How about that? Yeah, thanks, Clay, for that. Thank you, Clay, for that. We appreciate that. Sent that yesterday. So phone's going busy and crazy busy. They can reach me while I'm here and not on the road. What a busy week. Holy moly. Where was I? I went down to Sussex County, Delaware to renew some old advertisers with the Maryland Delaware Hunting Quarterly. It's turning into Indeed. Folks from all over Delaware are advertising with us, and we're looking forward to this. Probably the biggest Maryland Hunting Quarterly we put out, maybe ever. I don't know. I'm not sure. But right now we're at about 116, 117 advertisers and more coming in over the transom. So this is going to be a beast to lay out this coming week. The covers are pretty good. We're sending those out to be printed early this coming week. And I will still continue to ask for pictures of you, your family, your kids, your grandchildren, in a hunting situation, whether it's waterfowl or deer or turkeys or whatever it might be. We'd love to see them. Lots of good stories. We ran a story in 1994 in the very first Maryland Deer Hunting Guide by my longtime writer, Jim Amrine, called Six Seasons of the Archer. And we reran it again a few years ago in the quarterly in two parts. And Jim said, I want to rewrite it. He said, "In since 94 till now, a lot of years, he said there have been a lot of changes, a lot of technology, a lot of things that have changed and a lot of things that haven't changed. So I just want to take a look at it, massage a little bit. And now we've come up with eight seasons of the Archer. And it'll be run in two parts in the next issue. It'll take you all the way up to the first part of November, and then the next one when we put the winter issue out will be the continuation and conclusion, the last several seasons of the Archer, because things change. Their food sources change when the biology changes, the weather changes, whatever it is. Jim is tracking the entire history of where and how to hunt for white-tailed deer through the entire season. But it's not just, the season opens such and such and closes such and such. There's segments that you have to focus on, primarily food sources throughout the whole season. When they move from agriculture crops to acorns, and when they move from acorns and browse to browse and that type of thing, and the different ways to hunt during that season. So we're looking forward to that. We're talking about migratory seasons too, and I don't know if you saw this in your book. Where is it? I had it here just a second ago. Doggone it. Well, I had it laid out. Your hunting rule book. There it is, the guide to hunting and trapping. Waterfowl seasons. Let's see what it says on waterfowl seasons. Here's another question. Who is? Oh, Chris. I'm sorry. Chris in West Virginia. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm prattling on here. How you been, buddy?
Hey, prattle on, old man. Good to hear you.
Thanks. How you been?
Doing well. I was calling about the imported crab meat.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear about it.
Of course, here in West Virginia, it's impossible to get, good Maryland crab meat.
Uh-huh.
I've been living here for, going on 7 years now. So I haven't had a good crab cake in a dog's age. And I did buy some of the imported crab meat once.
Okay.
And made a crab cake, and it was terrible. It was terrible.
I got it. It just has kind of a not a flavor that you're used to. I mean, I guess if you ate that a lot, it would be different. But it's difficult.
Well, I guess I'm spoiled because growing up in Maryland, I've had crab cakes at several different restaurants. There's one there in Lansdowne.
Yep, I know.
Area called G&M's.
Yeah, I know G&M's.
And they rave about their crab cakes. They weren't bad, but my mom made the best crab cakes I ever had.
Good. How'd she make them?
And I don't know what her recipe was.
Right.
Very simple. But just the best crab cakes you could want.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that, you still prefer the old Maryland crab cake over the import. I'm not against imported crab meat. I mean, if you're going to sell imported crab meat and then, just say crab meat, You don't have to say Maryland crab meat or, you know, try to use a True Blue emblem in your restaurant, because that's reserved for people that actually do use Maryland seafood and Maryland crab. And there are some restaurants that only serve Maryland crabs and only during the season. And, you know,
yeah,
a lot of us are buying crabs, especially early, that or year-round in some cases, that don't come from Maryland, but at least we know they're not imported outside the U.S. They're trucked in here from Texas or Louisiana or North Carolina or, you know, somewhere. We know it's a blue crab from the waters of the United States. It's not
right
somewhere else. So, you know, I understand the market a lot, but, you know, Maryland likes to pride itself on its seafood. Of course, it should. But at one point, one of the largest producers of crab cakes is a giant seafood restaurant in downtown Baltimore at the Harbor, and they have. It was said one time that if every crab in Maryland were used by this company, it would only supply 26% of their crab meat. If every crab that was caught in Maryland Chesapeake Bay was given to this company or sold to this company, that would only account for 26% of their need. So they established picking houses around the world, a lot of them in Southeast Asia. And years ago, there was a tsunami in Southeast Asia that wiped out all their crab picking stations. And the first people on the ground there for the earthquake and the tsunami was not necessarily emergency people, but it was this Baltimore-based seafood company trying to figure out how they were going to rebuild their, you know, their enterprise over there. So, you know, it's pretty extensive and pretty pretty lucrative business is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
For people who make the effort to do that.
I'm very picky.
Oh, good word for crab meat.
Yeah. Pun intended.
I know.
I very seldom buy anything farm raised.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's farm raised United States or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't buy seafood that's not United States or Canada.
Good. Makes sense. Makes sense. Absolutely does.
I've seen some of the farming practices that they use in these Asian countries.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. It's
no regulations, are there?
It's as if you were raising your fish in your cesspool.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yep. No question.
And like tilapia.
Tilapia is one of those fish that is not the cleanest fish to eat in the world, that's for sure.
And what they eat is the feces from other fish. They're the last one in the food chain on the fish farms.
Yep,
and
that's true.
Everything flows down to them, and you know, that's what they eat.
Yeah,
I keep telling my kids, you know.
Unless I catch a tilapia, and there are places that catch them. You can catch them wild in Florida. A lot of tilapia in Florida, but
really?
Yeah. Well, they're escapees, you know, like snakeheads and everything else. So, but yeah, the lagoons are full of tilapia. So.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
But
they're good fish. They're good tasting fish. But, you know, so anyway.
Yes, I have eaten them before, and they are. They're good tasting fish.
Until you learn how they're used.
Well, I do.
Until they're raised. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
And, but I guess, you know, when you eat crabs.
Right.
I mean, essentially, crabs are the buzzards of the bay.
Right. That's true. You know, that's true. They are.
At the expense of crabs, how often we... I don't know how often you can eat crabs. I have had a donkey's age, and I just can't afford it.
Right. Well, a lot of people can't this time of year. After Labor Day, that's when you can afford crabs because they're bigger and fatter and, you know, and less expensive. So, you know, I don't have to have crabs for Father's Day and Mother's Day and 4th of July and Memorial Day, but a lot of people do, and it's a great tradition. So, you know, knock yourself out. I like them. I mean, I like steamed crabs. I don't mind picking them. And as a matter of fact, I did have some. What day was it? 4th of July? I can't remember. I did have some crabs. I didn't buy them, but they came from a place that had pre-steamed and then re-steamed. And I ate a half of one. I said, yeah, I'm not very hungry. And I wasn't because they just, you know, the technique for when you steam a crab and leave them sit there and, you know, wait for somebody to order them and then you know, they say steam to order. Yeah. That means they re-steamed them. I'd sooner go to a dependable place. Yeah. I'd sooner go to a dependable place that I know when I order my crabs, they're coming right out of the pot and they haven't been steamed before. Yeah. They went in live and they went in live, came out in the bag to me. So that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean you gotta know what your crab supplier is up to. So
yes indeed. Anyway.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Take care. Oh, by the way, my buddy Teddy wanted to know if you would ever give your, what was it, onion salad recipe?
Sure.
World famous onion salad?
Internationally renowned. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, onion and cucumbers. Sure. Start with straight eight cucumbers.
All right.
And Vidalia onions. Okay. Slice them as thin as you can. I use a mandolin to slice them thin. And I mix up the juice ahead of time. Well, you know, while I slice the onions, I slice the cucumbers, I set them aside, then I make my juice. And my juice is very simply this. And you got to proportion this to how many people you're serving or how many dishes you're making or whatever it might be. I start out with 2 cups of sugar and 2 cups of cider vinegar. And I mix that together.
Right.
Okay, then I add a little salt, not much, black pepper, a touch of cayenne, and white pepper. And I put that in the mix, and it kind of makes a slurry. And I use an immersion blender to blend it all up because you need to really have it. You need to have an emulsion of the sugar and the
yeah.
vinegar. Okay, so I taste it, of course, and add pepper, whatever it needs. And then I will start adding water to, you know, dilute that very strong vinegar mixture. So if I got 2 cups of sugar, 2 cups of vinegar, I'll probably add 3 cups of water to the mix. And then I put the...
3 or 4 cups of water.
Yes. 2 cups of straight vinegar, 2 cups of sugar. Mix that up. Make sure the sugar's all dissolved. And then probably add another 3 cups of water to bring it to strength. You know, it's still strong enough, okay? But the thing that makes it is the pepper. And I use black pepper, usually coarse ground black pepper, so you can see it floating in there. White pepper's very fine, and of course cayenne, and it doesn't color it at all. But I just want enough cayenne in there so that when you eat the vinegar and onions mix, you get the nice sweet vinegar taste, and then right at the end in the back of your throat, you catch that little bit of heat. And it's not offensive at all. It's not spicy. It's not anything. It's just a real nice little bit of heat in the back of your throat when you're done. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. My mother's recipe, except for the pepper, equal amounts of sugar and vinegar.
Very good.
And then dilute it with water. Yeah. So if you want to become, you want to become.
Cucumber's coming on, so I'm going to have to give that a shot.
Yeah, and use the straight eights. Try not to use the long ones, whatever they call the English ones. I mean, it'll work, but the straight eights, you know. And you got to be careful on cucumbers. If you got any kind of loose skin on a cucumber, or it looks a little old, or smells a little funky, or it's slimy and slick, throw that thing away. Cucumbers are cheap, but you can get pretty sick on cucumbers. So that's just something I've learned over the years. And the other thing I don't do is I don't use the ends. I cut both ends off the cucumber, and I don't start slicing until I see seeds, because that end is very pithy and doesn't eat well, in my personal opinion. Put the ends on your compost, you know.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Alan.
My pleasure, buddy. You
have a
great day.
And say hey to my buddy Teddy. God bless y'all.
All right, Teddy. Thanks, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680. How do you feel about imported crab meat? I'm going to tell you how I feel about Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right here in town. I can walk there. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals, including me, well, I'm not. I mean, I'm a chicken necker. I'm a other side guy, or however they describe me, but I really don't care. It's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, and I do too. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Man, my Firestone destinations are working great. As well as the other top brands, any other top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tire. They have it for your car, your truck, in stock usually, any maker model. Don't forget about the Bridgestone Firestone financing. You can apply right there on your phone in the shop and get approved almost instantly, and you can pay for your tires over time. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and if you own any kind of trailer or ATV or UTV, Spurrier's has the tires. Man, I saw some nice UTVs out at Bell Creek yesterday. Whew, really nice ones. We're going to advertise them for sure. So, anyway, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurrier's Farm Service, their 24-hour truck service and much more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurrier, the boss man in the shop or about town, saw him the other day, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. Again, no appointment needed for tires, but you might want to call them, tell them you're coming in, have your tire size ready when you go. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop has anything you need for crabbing. They have it all, no question. They've got the Pasadena-style crab traps with the closed top or the open top. They've got the cloth and wire crab rings and crab nets as well. Trot lines and supplies, the raw line, 500 or 1,000 foot. And they have the rigged line, too, 1,000 foot snood trot line in stock. They've got new baskets and lid and all the accessories, measures, tongs, gloves, crab mallets, salted eel and chicken necks, and they've got their own steamers, 20-quart and 50-quart. If you can, you know, you get a bunch of crabs and you want to get them steamed up, Clyde's has the steamers too, and their own custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket. So, and that's good stuff, I can tell you. Clyde's is open 7 days a week at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's been around since 1957. The phone number is 410-242-6108, and the website is ClydeSportsShop.com. That's ClydeSportsShop.com, two S's in the middle. Clyde's Sports Shop. Like I said, open 7 days a week. Everything you need for crabbing, everything you need for fishing. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They have handguns and shotguns and long guns and hunting supplies. Just there the other day, and we're going to be talking about Browning here real soon. Some new Browning stuff coming in. So Clyde's is your go-to place for crabbing supplies and live bait and frozen bait for fishing as well. I did look at the big wall full of snakehead baits. Boy, they're pretty. They got a lot of them. So why not stop by? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire. cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. You do your thing. You do your thing, I'll do mine. I got you. So, 410 WCBM 680. We do have no callers on the line, so you'll get right in. And we'd like to enter the fish and tackle contest as well for a nice bass fishing tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. These are all hand-painted lures by Tim, mostly. I mean, there's some chatterbaits and that type of thing in there that Tim assembles, but the hard baits are all hand-painted, which is one at a time. So it's a nice little collection, and they catch fish. So 410-922-6680. My goodness. Yeah. So Clay missed smoke on a smoke from a distant fire. He sent me the request and we played it and he missed it. But that's okay. We'll play it another time, Clay. Maybe after the next forest fire in Canada. Oh, my goodness. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron?
Not right now.
Not right now. All right. Well, we're coming to the conclusion of the hour, so we... people are texting like crazy today. Oh, that's nice. Look at that. Summer stress on the rockfish, that's for sure. Lee sent me a picture of a rockfish. I had a little... couple of red spots on the tail, and he said, yeah, it's the hot weather, it's summer stress, so you got to be extremely careful, especially in this hot air temperatures that we have right now, in the almost 100 degree air temperature. So it puts a lot of stress on the fish. So maybe you want to go after something else other than striped bass, but that's up to you. If you're out there and you want to do a trip, that's good. So kind of floundering here. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. I'll start this now. Maybe we can continue out over the course of the next hour. So under migratory game bird hunting, in your hunting guide with all the seasons on page 43, your guide to hunting and trapping, and on the e-regulations, you will see this statement. Season dates and limits for 2026 and 27 are contingent upon approval from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Please check back at the Maryland DNR website in September for final season dates and bag limits. Well, that's all nice and good and well, but migratory game birds include doves. Is dove season going to be starting on September 1st? We're in the middle of a public comment period right now. I think there might be a meeting on August 1st to review the results of the public survey. But the final seasons won't be set till the very last minute. So it puts all those migratory bird seasons in flux. The September teal season, regular duck season, sea ducks, youth season, brant season. The early Canada goose seasons are not set by the federal government. Those are set locally, so the early Canada goose season will be fine. They're not migratory. But then the migratory and late Canada goose season, snow, light goose, dove, woodcock, rails, snipe, all of that is contingent on U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And we don't have a conclusive answer. We have proposals, but we don't have it set in stone yet. But we will. But it might be September. All right, there's the music, folks. Just want to give you that warning. Get out, stay out. Stay tuned. Stay cool. Stay safe. Remember, you've got four things that are valuable. Your faith, your family, your friends, and your freedom. Everything else is just frou-frou-ah. We'll see you after the news.